This podcast represents the opinions of Katie Allen, PA, and guests of her show. The content is for informational purposes only and in no way sets up a patient relationship. Consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Now, here's Katie Allen.
Everyone, and welcome back to Make Me Pretty Podcast. I'm Katie Allen, your host of Make Me Pretty Podcast, and I have been in plastic surgery for almost 20 years, actually, and been an aesthetic injector for a lot of that. I've seen growing business, which brings me to this topic today for this episode, being kind of personal for myself and for colleagues, really, which is how to overcome your fear of getting on camera as an aesthetic injector, which is understandable. Today, I have Shanice Linton with me with Visual Vibe Studios. So I just saw her recently speak at a global aesthetic meeting where so many people talk so highly of her, just watching her business and basically what she's been able to do as a content creator and as a marketing strategist has helped so many people. I want to start by just talking about basically the way that I first found out about her was I saw a colleague of mine where I saw her information on social media where she was posting, and she went had a certain amount of content. It was good content, but all of a sudden I started noticing like it matched and it looked professional, and she was already great at what she did, but even my view of her and her ability to perform injections, even her business ideas and thoughts, all of a sudden it kind of elevated my thinking on her by watching it. And so I started asking questions, and it turned out it was you that had taken over kind of her marketing. And I mean, it was a tremendous difference. Like, it was just a big difference. So it let me know how important that is. I wanted to ask you first, before we get going, a little bit about yourself and what is a marketing strategist? Because I know we need them. I just don't know what all does that include.
Yeah, of course. Good question, Katie. Again, Shanice Linton here, and I'm a content strategist. I've been working in the aesthetics industry and in marketing for some time now, but my background is heavily in video production. My bachelor's degree is actually in video production, so video storytelling is a very huge aspect of what I do, especially for your industry. And a content strategist specifically is someone who thinks a little bit more critically about the content that is created and put out there, as opposed to just getting on camera and hit and post. You're thinking more methodically about what type of content you're creating, who are you creating content for, and is this content adding value? Value that then leads to sales.
Which that shows. When you see the things that you have touched, that really does show. Because you know how to formulate it to make it look good, but you also do your research to know what is relevant. I mean, I just see that firsthand. I do not know these things, but I definitely have seen, again, you're up with, I know at least in the aesthetic injector world, is what's going on, what's being marketed, what's coming, what's being released out there, even recently, what are others doing? All these things are so important to us.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, that person that you saw on social media, she's a very good example of someone who kind of started out very shy and reserved.
Yes.
She has a lot of knowledge.
You mean not loud like myself.
Yes, she just needed a little bit of coaching, something to bring out her confidence and make her feel more comfortable on camera, because you all have a lot of knowledge about aesthetics and what you do. But just being in the aesthetics industry itself can be intimidating. And because of that, you hold back a little bit and you're afraid to put yourself out there and showcase what you do in a very confident and assertive way. But there are tips and tricks that you can implement to bring out that level of comfort. And that's something that we're going to talk a little bit about today. Katie, you yourself have been creating content, even this podcast.
I know I basically asked you, you know, just saying, hey, what do you think we should do? And this was one of the things that it could come up. I know a lot of people have fear of getting on camera. There's a difference between recording things. There's also a difference between being one-on-one with somebody. Maybe they're going to remember half of what I said. Maybe they'll forget the things that didn't make sense or the words that really didn't flow. Mm-hmm. But now when we record it and you guys can see us, that is permanent, one. And it puts us into a whole different thinking pattern. Like, it's whether or not we're thinking about what we look like, what do we sound like, what do I know, what is legitimate, what do people need to do to get started? First, let me say, it seems to be that we kind of have to do it these days. At least it feels like that as far as marketing ourselves. But where does somebody start?
Mm-hmm. I would say a good place to start is when thinking about the content that you're creating. Think about content that makes you feel comfortable. So there are trends out there that a lot of people in the aesthetics industry love to do these trends that everyone else is essentially doing. But if it's something that doesn't represent you and your personality, then it's a no. Because what's working for that person might not necessarily work for you. They probably have the personality to dance on camera and do all of those crazy extroverted
things.
And
we know I do not need to be dancing on camera. That was a good point, actually, yes. I can't do that, and I don't want to be... I just can't go into that space, but I respect other people doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and to each their own, because it is cute, you know, if you do it well, but if that's not your personality type, then there are different types of content that you can create. Maybe you thrive with educational content, where you're sharing tips and knowledge about what you do, or you're sharing demonstration content about what you do. But choose content ideas that will help you thrive and shine with your personality type, I think is a good first step. And then the second thing I would suggest is if you have people in your content, like you're doing an interview like this, or you're doing a patient demonstration video, choose people that reflect your energy. So if you're in the room with someone who you feel very comfortable with, I would suggest using them for your video content, because you're going to reflect that energy that they're portraying. If they're a little bit more nervous and reserved and a little bit awkward for you, you're going to reflect that awkward energy as well. So that's something subtle that a lot of people kind of, you know, glance over, but that's a big thing when creating videos.
And then I noticed there's still, when I first was getting started just several years ago, there wasn't that many people on there. And I will say in the last couple years, well, last year especially, the last 2 years, I mean, it feels like an explosion to the point that I'm like, what? How do I produce content that's good enough? So where before I actually didn't feel the fear of going on camera, now all of a sudden the pressure is increased because of what I'm seeing in other people. So that's another thing, is how do we get on camera and make sure that we're able to convey the information that we're trying to convey to the public, and how do we make sure we look good in the process?
Yeah, for that look good in the process question, I'll start there. That's very important, because if
especially as an aesthetic injector, since it's our industry. No pressure.
It's like double the pressure just being in this industry.
Agreed.
But definitely invest in your hair, your nails, make sure your makeup's done, or whatever is going to make you feel more comfortable. If you don't feel like your best self, that's going to come off in camera, and you do see it on social media. You can see when people are filming content and they're very uncomfortable, they don't feel confident, and it's because they're probably having a bad hair day. So if that's you, definitely skip out, plan ahead, and prep for those things. That's a huge thing that usually deflects people from wanting to get on camera and shoot content.
So when they're doing that, should they aim to put something out there that's, I wouldn't say perfect, but how good does it need to be before they put it out? Some of us that got it in the beginning, thankfully, can delete some of those first videos. But they help. The first videos help by just going, you know what, I'm just going to go do it. How do we get over the mind wanting to stop us, that fear part of it?
Yeah, I think kind of like if you're going on a first date with someone that you just met.
I've had a lot of those.
You would bring your best self forward, because that's going to make you feel more comfortable when you're out with that person. And it's the same with the video. This content, as you said, is going to live on the internet for years, hopefully. So
that's scary. Yes.
You want it to look like the best version of you. If you don't feel confident and assertive when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're not going to feel proud of the content once you see it online. So you do want to invest in that extra little effort in the mirror before you go in. And I'm not saying you should look perfect, but whatever is comfortable to you. If it's just a little bit of powder, or just pinning your hair up in a ponytail, whatever that is that makes you feel confident and comfortable.
Because you're saying that's what comes across to
yes.
all of our folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see where that's really important.
Yeah.
when should they elevate to the point where they're doing their own content? And then when should they look at hiring somebody like yourself? Because when you've done a video that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of, it looks totally different than when I'm doing a video. When should people do that in their business, do you think?
I think ultimately that boils down to budget. If you're on the lower end and you're trying to be a little bit more cost effective, you can invest in maybe having your MA film some content for you and things like that. But then you're not getting that professional guidance from a video director who has camera angle tricks and tips and techniques that we use and things like that, which brings me to a good point with camera angles. When you are filming content that and you're not necessarily confident on camera, you don't feel confident, something, a little trick that you can do is not to go too wide with your frame, just because...
What does that mean? When you say, I'm like, tell me what this means. I don't know. What's too wide with my frame mean?
Yeah. So if you were...
get closer?
Talking on camera, okay, like sharing tips directly to the lens. If you're a person that fidgets a lot when you talk, or mm-hmm. you like tap your legs, or you're doing these little subconscious things...
like this when I bounce?
that you're not necessarily seeing, but when you watch it later, you're like, oh my God, why am I tapping my chin so much or whatever. So that's where you can go a little bit tighter with your frame, where you're not seeing those little things that you're doing off camera, but you're focusing on those areas. You have less to think about. So if you're shooting from the chest up, you just know that you have to be concerned about right here, as opposed to what you're doing with your legs or your hands.
That's brilliant.
So those are little things that you get when you're working with a professional video director. There are these tips and tricks that we do use, whereas if you're just filming internally with like an MA, they're not a professional in that sense and they won't be able to provide that guidance. But
it's also why you're so sought after. I mean, this is the difference. Again, it's me trying to film something. It's literally my face talking into the camera, or it's you doing it and you show as an injector from me talking to the camera to actually physically performing it, to looking at the needles and the way that the camera works, and then you feed it all in and it just looks great. It makes us sound great. And you know this industry so well. Mm-hmm. I really feel like if people can afford it, they all need you. That's but that's part of it. Like you said, budgets are what they are.
Yeah, I do think if you get to a certain stage in business and you do want to expand, because that is additional income if you can expand that social media space, you should invest in professional video content. I mean, it's only going to get more in popular and in demand,
right?
With social media.
There is a point, especially I think at certain locations, where you have to market yourself to an extent, mm-hmm. and it's becoming more and more important, I would say, because there is more competition.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And another thing that I'll suggest with filming tips and techniques that can help you feel a bit more confident as well, is to film in chunks. And this is something that I think we've done with you as well, we'll break your video idea out into segments. So instead of you doing one entire take all at once, we can do portions. So if you're doing four tips about Sculptra, you can shoot each tip individually, and that gives you less to think about and to process in your mind when talking about those tips. You can just focus on the one, and then you move on to the second and the third. And yes, it makes it choppy, but you now have tools like Instagram
Editor.
That is a great
point. Yes.
So it kind of makes it a little bit easier for you.
Especially if you're trying to say something to the camera. I believe a lot of us at that point start overthinking. Whereas if we're mm-hmm. speaking with patients or I'm speaking with a colleague, to me, sometimes it flows more, or at least I tell myself that. May not. But when you're all of a sudden under the pressure of the camera, sometimes the mind just starts to have difficulty on recall, I would say, and also just making it sound smooth. But I think it's partially because there's overthinking. But if we have a smaller segment to think about, that would make sense.
Yeah.
As opposed to thinking about what I need to say in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Also, because if I'm thinking about what I got to say in 5 minutes, I'm going to rush through this first part, or maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. And from the editing standpoint as well, it makes the video more engaging when it is choppy like that.
Okay.
I know it seems a little imperfect just thinking about it, but for each tip, having a different angle or you zoom in and then zoom out, that choppiness brings a little bit of visual engagement to the, and makes it a little bit more captivating as well. So it works out on both ends. It makes you feel more comfortable and it engages your viewers a little bit more where it's a little bit disruptive.
That makes total sense to me. Brilliance, that's what I would say. So you have given us so much information. I'm just getting started because, again, the fear is oftentimes what I think stops a lot of us from starting the record. Mm-hmm. And you're a professional in this industry and you've seen things. I know that myself, I've seen injectors who have utilized you, businesses who have utilized you. They have talked about the growth that they have seen. I really think that it helps in legitimizing what people do. I think first, people have to be good at what they do. That's a must. So it doesn't matter what kind of marketing they have. Of course, I might bring people in, but it's important that they be good. What would you leave people with that you think is important for them?
Yeah, definitely don't compare yourself to others. That's extremely important, especially in the aesthetics industry, where that tends to happen a lot, even with me. And invest in tips and tricks and strategies that will make you feel more comfortable. So whether that's getting patients and models that will reflect your energy and make you feel more comfortable, put it in the extra effort in the mirror so that you feel comfortable and confident on camera, and pick in video ideas and trends that reflect your personality instead of trying to be something that you're not. Whatever idea or tip or technique that will help you to thrive on camera is definitely where you want to.
I want to invest in you. That's what I want to do. Thank you so much for coming. I look forward to having you back again. There's so much great content even in today's podcast itself. And my hope is that we get to learn even more. I know that we're about to learn some more, so I'm really kind of excited about that. Thank you all for joining me today on Make Me Pretty Podcast, and we will see you on our next episode. Bye. We'll be right back.